Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at z1077fm.com. This is your Z1077 local news for Sunday, April 21st, 2024. Earth Day is tomorrow, April 22nd. The day itself floats around a bit, but the first one was way back in the spring of 1970 before government organizations like the EPA or the Clean Air and Water Act. I was born right on the edge of Generation X, and sometimes I look back and think that the 70s had it all. Excellent fashion, great punk music, and strange and unique autos that spanned an era that saw some of the best gas-guzzling muscle cars ever released, alongside smaller Japanese hatchbacks and economy cars, all in a rainbow of colors that, until recently, feels like it was unmatched by any other era. However, hindsight is 20/20, and it's easy to ignore just how bad the air and water used to be. I remember the thick layers of smog that blanketed Los Angeles when I'd visit as a kid, perhaps the exact reason my grandma and grandpa would pack up their dune buggy and head out to the Mojave Desert in those early days, seeking sun, solitude, and cleaner air. Now, 54 years later, Earth Day is official and is used to bring attention to ways we can all do a little bit better with our time here on Earth, as well as make sure future generations have the tools they need to enjoy all the natural wonders that we do right here in 2024. There are Earth Day events happening all around the high desert tomorrow, but if you find yourself out on a walk or working in your yard this weekend, take a minute to look around and appreciate how lucky we are to live in such a unique environment, a place where millions of visitors travel to just experience the Mojave for only a day or two. You can find this story at our website for a few simple ideas on how you can make Earth Day every day. That's at z1077fm.com. Hey, if you're doing some spring cleaning this weekend and you've got some extra large items, they're going to be the focus of a community cleanup event coming up. Here's Jeff Harmatz with the details.
If you've got big items that you want out of your house or yard, like a refrigerator collecting dust in your California room or a stove is blocking your driveway, the town of Yucca Valley and Burtek want to solve these very specific problems. They're hosting a residential community cleanup event on Saturday, May 4th, and they're accepting big items only. That means appliances, including washers and dryers, refrigerators, stoves, water heaters, and dishwashers, furniture, including couches, tables, chairs, and mattresses, electronic waste, up to 4 tires, and green waste. They won't be accepting more common stuff like trash, nor will they take construction waste or hazardous waste. So save the date of May 4th as the big trash day. The event runs 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Yucca Valley Transfer Station, located at 58925 Sunny Slope Drive off of La Contenta Road in Yucca Valley. Reporting for Z1077, this is Jeff Harmatz.
Thanks, Jeff. We'll leave you with this. I was working late a couple nights ago and I opened up my patio door to let some warm wind in when I heard this familiar sound. A house cricket enjoying the warm night, signaling that spring is finally here. And that's your local news for Sunday. You can hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. More Morongo Basin residents get their local news from Z1077 than any other source. Reporting out of Joshua Tree, California, alongside the award-winning Z1077 News team, I'm Robert Hayden.